Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch Pivot Equip podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. I want to start off with something super simple, but so easy for us to forget. Life is a mental journey, and sometimes even a mental game. Now, I don't know if you actually realize this or ever really took some time to sit back and think about it, but I did, and it was just crazy to me the more that I thought about it, how this life that we live is all about this mental journey. Our minds play so much of a role in the experience that we have in our lives. It can take us from dark times to good times to in between mediocre times to sadness to extreme happiness and elation. Our minds control so much of our experience. But although this life is a mental journey and sometimes even a mental game, we have the mental capacity to be stronger than the game. Now, how do I know this? How do you know this? Because you have the capacity to learn, to develop, to formulate, and to grow. Most importantly, to grow. So our obsession with age and accomplishment is one of the things that knowingly or unknowingly troubles most of us. When we get in this mental game with ourselves and we start to fall into this funk and spiral, a lot of it is because we're putting this emphasis on a number, on our age. It's the thing that comes up when people start talking about how they envision their lives or what they thought they should be doing or would be doing or what they haven't done or what they don't have. And the one thing that I think of, and I have to remind myself, is that you're not dead, right? You're not dead. So you still have a chance. You're still in the game. You're still playing. Don't let your mind play you out and count yourself out and make you think that your time is up, because your time is nowhere near up. And this is a little aside, that's where our gratefulness comes in. Be grateful that you have the time. Be grateful that if you are a relatively healthy person, you have good health that will allow you to do the things and go after the things that you really want. Be grateful for the opportunities that you have because you have the time, not worried about the time. So I posted this image on the Switch Pivot or Quit Instagram account, and the caption said, "Age is just a number, but sometimes it's a number that assists in playing tricks with our minds and binds us. Your greatness does not have a time limit or an age cap." And this is just something that I wrote and that came to me after seeing the caption that I put. Now, if you want to know what the actual image was on Instagram, you'll have to go and check the Instagram account out, and that is at Switch Pivot or Quit. If you're not following, make sure you follow. But after posting that image, this is what it made me think of, these words, because I know how much of an impact age plays on so many of us mentally, from young to old. Because we're all very concerned with it when we're ambitious. Because age is equated to so many things in terms of achievement. 30 under 30 lists, 40 under 40 lists. Oh, he was a millionaire by 25. She sold her first company at 19. All of these things that are pushed out there into our brains and into our minds and in our psyches about age and accomplishment, it's largely a media thing. It makes for good headlines. It is something that grabs people's attention. It's not meant for you to take it and internalize it and beat yourself up about what you have or haven't done by XYZ age. So if you're a SPQ VIP, then you've seen a prime example that I text messaged this morning. Now, side note, if you want to be an SPQ VIP, just text SPQ VIP to the phone number 310-620-1514. Just text that number, SPQ VIP, and you'll get all set up. So what I shared with the SPQ VIPs this morning was a video clip featuring Anthony Bourdain, who is a food travel critic host and on CNN. And he was sharing his story about being a 44-year-old cook who was basically slinging French fries and had no aspirations or hopes of, or had little aspirations or hopes that he would ever be able to really truly get out of debt, pay off his tax bills that he had, and be this figure within his space of culinary food, all of that type of thing. So it shared his story about how he went from being 44 and having little hope for what his future would amount to in terms of traditional ideas of success, to making this one thing happen and following this one crazy idea that he had, to then his whole life changing. His whole life changing. And to me, that just says that you're never too old. You're never too old. As long as you are breathing and you have life in you and you have energy in you and you have ideas in you, go for what you want. There is nothing or no one that can stop you but you. Your own mind can absolutely stop you. So if Anthony Bourdain had decided, oh, I'm not going to send off this letter that actually ended up changing his career and his whole lifestyle, really. If he had decided that he was not going to do that, he'd still be that fry cook in debt, right where he was. Things would not have changed so drastically in his life. So if there's something that you are thinking about putting out there, taking a chance on, sending an email about, reaching out to someone about, investing in, do it. Take that chance. That's the only way that you're going to see results one way or the other. And you may not always like the results, but the results may bring you closer to what you ultimately want. Because as we said before, this is a journey. And life is largely a mental journey. So once you realize that and break through those mental barriers that can sometimes hold us back and play games with us, like, oh, you're not good enough, you're too old, you're not skilled enough, you don't know enough, why would you ever think somebody would listen to you? Why would you ever try this? If we can just break through that, we can be as amazing as we've ever imagined being. So it's time to just break through, because you are stronger than the journey. Thank you so much for hanging out with me this week on the 7-Minute Sunday. I hope you have a wonderful week, a successful week ahead, a mentally positive week ahead. And I appreciate you for listening. As always, keep killing it. This episode of the Switch Pivot or Quit podcast is brought to you by the Switch Pivot or Quit SPQ Strategy Sessions. If you are looking to make a change in your personal professional life and you just kind of stuck on what's next, how do I get started? What do? I need to talk this through with someone. I need some tools. I need some encouragement. I need some ideas. I need some resources. I need solutions. If you are feeling like that, the Switch Pivot or Quit Strategy Sessions are perfect for you. Head over to switchpivotorquit.com and book your session today.